First off, Van, you know, in light of the coalition's sort of so-called attitude, attitude and history with the ABC, why is this latest one such a bad look? I mean, we know in all likelihood they're not going to privatise the ABC. That's just a little thought bubble that's never going to happen. But, you know, speaking to a sort of wider attitude, why is it such a bad look?
Well, the ABC is just an incredibly popular service, and Australians are very lucky to have it. Since it became independent in 1947, the ABC has defined itself by a mission to always be available to the broadest number of Australians at any given time. And you can imagine, particularly in regional and rural communities, how absolutely important it is that the ABC has that charter, because the ABC charter means the ABC is obliged to create access and opportunities for people to access it. And out in rural communities where there's no sort of commercial imperative to offer services because of isolation and because of infrastructure, etc., you can imagine that these services are absolutely vital for giving people access to the news, to collecting news about local communities and giving people a sense of connection. It's also true with the ABC and their incredible remit when it comes to children's programming. I can't think of a single Australian family who has small children, who doesn't rely on the ABC for the amazing child-minding properties of its short targeted children's programming. And the reality is that this kind of remit and this kind of diversity, which is not always commercially viable, which is why these kind of services aren't offered on commercial stations, it is a huge part of people's lives. Even one of the young Liberals who backed the ridiculous privatisation motion at the Liberal Federal Council got up and gave this speech saying, oh yeah, well, you know, as a child I grew up with the ABC. And it's like, well, why do you get to have that experience and other children don't? If you're such a fan of bananas in pyjamas, stand shoulder to shoulder with them, comrade.
Well, I certainly know with my sister and my two lovely little nieces, they do get a lot of play out of the ABC. I tell my sister, for the love of God, don't actually turn it onto any commercial television's children programming, because the amount of ads on them are just absolutely shocking. And I know from my own personal experience, I really don't watch anything except the ABC and occasionally SBS. So I feel like as a viewer, I have a personal stake in the future of the broadcaster. And like you say, people actually do trust them. So why is it that we've got this kind of push against it from the Liberals? Why are they so set against it?
Well, I mean, for numerous reasons. Like, number one, the Liberal Party aren't particularly fond of scrutiny, and we can see that with their hysterical aversion to a banking royal commission and the fact that there's some extraordinary voting record about the number of times that they tried to block or stop a banking royal commission. And of course, let's remember that the banks are major donors to the Liberal Party. They enjoy a particularly special relationship. Also, that they are resistant to the idea of a federal ICAC, which is an extremely popular proposition that the Labor Party have backed in and were seeking bipartisan support for. But the idea of that kind of scrutiny around political affairs is not something the Liberal Party particularly enjoy. I'm sure everybody remembers, if only for 5 minutes, that Liberal Premier of New South Wales, Barry O'Farrell, was brought undone by revelations that came out in the New South Wales ICAC. And certainly the New South Wales state Liberal government has done as much as they can get away with gutting ICAC in New South Wales. I mean, that's a habitual sort of political tactic of the Liberals. And when you enjoy such a close and cosy relationship with corporate Australia, and when your ideological beliefs essentially are based in the idea that the more money you have, the more power you deserve, that kind of scrutiny is very terrifying. And certainly we've seen a number of Liberal Party ministers in the federal government brought completely undone by their appearances on television. Everybody remembers Kelly O'Dwyer's like disastrous interviews, particularly when she was trying to pretend she'd always been in support of a banking royal commission, which is ahem, not true. And those kind of appearances have really damaged them. So shutting that kind of news gathering and that independence down is in their political interest, as you can imagine. But there's a broader ideological question at stake as well. And it's important that people remember the kind of neoliberal values that the modern Liberal Party represents. And the idea that the state, the government, should own services is anathema to them. They believe that everything should be privatised. They believe that corporate Australia and multinational corporate interests should get what they want merely by virtue of having the money to run operations. They're huge fans of privatisation, and this is who they are and what they believe. They don't believe in a strong public sector. They don't believe in establishing public service jobs with good wage conditions that then, of course, influence wages across the private sector as workers start competing for better jobs and demanding better pay. And this is a really important element of what's going on around privatisation and one of the reasons why Australia has the kind of low wage growth that we have, is that all of these successive privatisations are about driving down public service wages. They're about making jobs in the public service insecure, and they're about discouraging wage claims from public servants. Because the thing is that when public servants win better wages and better conditions, people in the private sector start demanding them because otherwise they have the option of going towards government jobs. And this is one of the reasons, after so many generations of privatisation, the privatisation mania that this government in particular believe in, that we have such low wage growth in Australia. And it makes the campaign to protect the ABC even more important than its broadcast function as a news gatherer and an inquisitor of politicians, even more important than the incredible work that it does with rural and regional communities, even more important than the work that it does with children. It's maintaining those public service structures that allow us to set, you know, proper wage levels.
And just on that sort of campaign to save the ABC that you mentioned there, obviously the opposition leader Bill Shorten, he has jumped on this latest one from the Federal Council, the Libs Federal Council, and sort of recently, in recent weeks, swore that if the Labor Party gets in at the next election, they would restore the $84 million that the Turnbull government most recently cut from the ABC. This seems like a fairly spectacular own goal. I mean, as much as the Libs might celebrate this neoliberalism philosophy and it plays very well to a collection of young Libs, the average voter doesn't care about neoliberalism and doesn't really want to lose public services. So something like this, have they handed Bill Shorten a massive piece of ammunition to go into the next election with?
Well, they have. And this is the thing that we're learning about the Liberal Party, is that their factional makeup has delivered a conservative majority in many places. In Victoria, in particular, the Liberals have been taken over by people with quite extreme conservative beliefs. And it's really become an echo chamber of that kind of, you know, neocon, neo-lib, self-referential universe, where they're interested in talking to one another more than they are about talking to the Australian people. Because if they were interested in talking to the Australian people, they'd know just how hugely popular the ABC is. I saw some stats flying around the other day about how 17 million Australians engage with the ABC either on radio, television or online in a week. Like, that's extraordinary. And like I said, when you're looking at the diversity around regional programming, local news gathering, national news gathering, children's programming, like, there are so many points of contact. In fact, the Australia Institute did a poll this week in the seat of Mayo, which the Liberals are trying to win with their IPA candidate, Georgina Downer. 74% of voters in that seat believe that ABC funding should be increased. In fact, a huge number of Liberal voters are actually really dedicated ABC watchers. And the kind of mythology that goes on about, oh, you know, the ABC is left-wing front and it's so biased. Well, survey after survey that's been done of the ABC reviews have come up with the fact that the ABC actually is slightly biased to the right and defers to government positions on a number of issues. This is what we know. This has been established with all the pressure that the organisation is under. And the thing is, it is a huge own goal, because, you know, the contemporary Liberals have really walked away from understanding the cultural and institutional power that they could enjoy by embracing these kind of organisations with their loyal following. And particularly at the moment, their decisions around the ABC are just madness, because I'm one of many, many people who's been enraged about the problems with the World Cup broadcast that have been done by Optus, and the fact that SBS lost the rights to broadcast all of the World Cup games. And Optus, you know, got the contracts and got the cup and haven't been able to deliver the service. And this is a really good example about what happens when you outsource, privatise and give away these things to commercial interests. You know, Optus were in the paper today saying that they just didn't expect the size of the audiences for the World Cup. I've just been on Twitter screaming, it's the freaking World Cup. Like, it's literally the biggest sporting event in the world. It's bigger than the Olympics. It's called the World Game. And Australians who follow the World Game are actually interested in what the world does with it, not just what the Australian team is doing. And Optus have had to give so many of the games back to SBS just to ensure that they could keep getting broadcast. And this is a really good example about the difference between running a broadcaster around shareholder interests and profits and commercial interests, as opposed to running a broadcaster like SBS as well around meeting structural obligations to deliver access to the population. So the idea that the Liberals would be saying in the midst of this World Cup debacle, oh, you know, we want to privatise the national broadcast of the ABC, and we, you know, want to give, we want to privatise and have news and sport broadcasting and everything else determined by commercial interest, is just madness. It'll be particularly interesting to see how the ABC issue plays in Mayo. It will also be very interesting to see how it plays in the by-election in Braddon in Tasmania, because Erica Betts and his delegation of Tasmanians voted unanimously for privatisation at that Liberal conference. And in terms of the fact that there's a big, you know, door-to-door campaign around that by-election in Braddon, being able to say not a single Liberal was willing to stand up for the broadcasting you enjoy, the broadcasting your kids enjoy, the kind of coverage that you, you know, depend on access to, I think could really hurt the Liberals. And I, for one, think that they should be hurt by it, because it is appalling and quite petty what they're doing.
Well, Van, we will have to leave it there, but really do appreciate your time joining us, having a chat about this one this morning.
Anytime.